Blog Talk Radio.
Stamina.
You have to have the energy to deal with all that you are doing in your life. And then you have to have wisdom. There's, you know, so there's lots of pieces to the puzzle. But I thank God for the piece that says you can have what you say. So what you expect should also be what you're speaking. And I talk about this in one of the chapters of my book, Release Your Power. And, you know, a lot of people don't know what it is. They don't even know what to expect. There are so many people that are so disconnected from their purpose in life. You know, it's like they're going in one direction and their purpose is in a whole nother direction. And they're so disconnected to where they're going in life, to what their purpose is, to even what their purpose should be. And that's one of the reasons that we wrote the book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. And I really encourage you to get your hands on that book. It's going to change your life. I know a lot of the things that I talk about, how to be powerful, how to be strong, how to be successful. Well, a lot of it I talk about in the book, Release Your Power, you know, from the first chapter all the way to the last chapter. There's only 8 chapters in the book. And each of those 8 chapters is based on one of those 8 strategies to becoming who you really are. And what that means is to become who you really are is to really connect to your true purpose in life. It also means to be able to find your purpose in the midst of everything that you are right now. Everything that you've done so far, everything that you are, every gift and talent that you have, you already have it. So to discover it, and then to discover how to use it. You know, a lot of people have great talents and even great expectations for that matter, but they don't know how to use it. Tell you a little something caught there in my throat. And your purpose. See, some people are so busy watching other people live their purpose that they don't realize time is slipping by. Okay? Time doesn't wait for you. And you're not going to get more time than what you have. What can change is what you do with the time that you have. And so in my book, in the first chapter on change, this is going to really help people realize that everything that I want to be and can be and should be can be the result of some change that I'm willing to make in my life. And so we're making changes every day. You know, change happens every single day. As a matter of fact, each day is change. You know, the minute another day takes place, then you already have change. That's what change is. Change is going from one thing to something else. That's how change happens. It's just like water can be put in the ice box. Or refrigerator or freezer, whatever you call it, and it can be changed to ice cubes. It started out being water. It's still water in a sense, but the form has changed. The same thing if you take water and place it under extreme heat. Now the water is going to change and become vapor. It'll steam up and it'll just vaporize. Becomes so hot. That's why you have people who can get into a sauna. If you get into a sauna, if you get into, when you go into those places where the steam is, the water is transformed, it's heated up, and then it's transformed into another substance. Well, that's what your life is like. Your life can be transformed into another substance. So, for instance, you may feel that things aren't going the way you want them to go. Well, your life can be transformed. And that's where we get into that in that chapter where we talk about how to change. And then we also talk about how to, again, how do you know what to expect of your life if you don't really know who you are, if you don't really know what your gifts, what your talents are, and if you don't think about how to use them. It's one thing to know what your gifts and talents are, but you also want to be creative in how you're using your gifts and talents. You know, even companies today are looking for employees who can be creative, innovative, who can come into their organization and talk about how they can help that company become a success. Can you believe it? Down to McDonald's and, you know, White Castles are even looking for people who can come in and say, you know what, I think here's a better way we can do it. I think this is a, if we just switch up this one thing, we'll have greater revenue, greater profits, greater productivity, less attendance problems. And so that's exciting. You know, that's that performance change, changing someone's performance. The same thing in school. You know, there are students who are failing, but they don't have to fail if someone can help them transform. And so we are excited that we're in that business, the transformation business. I didn't know I was going to be in the transformation business, and you probably didn't know you were either. But that's the business that you're in when you want to see things better, when you want to see things done on a greater level, at a deeper level, at a higher level. Same thing in the ministry. And some of us are in ministry, and we want to see a change. You want to see people, you want to see their lives change. You want to see them different. You want to see them living better, living more happy, living more full, living more whole, living more healed, living more believing, living more with strength. That's exactly what we want to see. And so there's a lot of people in the industry that we're in. This is not an industry that's in a vacuum. You know, there's a lot of people. So we want to have our expectations. That's what we're talking about this morning. What are you expecting? Are you expecting your day to go poorly because of all the rain? You know, I remember there was a song some years ago that said, "Rainy days and Mondays always get me down." And there was a lady who made that song. Some of you probably remember her, you know, from way back in the day, "Rainy days and Mondays." Well, you know, she was already planting this concept, this notion, this thought into the psyche of many people, so many people who listened to that song, you see. But listen, the rain, it actually has a wonderful sound to it, you know. And then I know even there's a scripture that talks about hearing the abundance of rain. It says, "I hear the abundance of rain." So rain is very important. Rain has a nice, you know, it has a nice aspect to it. But if we only look at the negative aspect of rain, looking at the fact that now we have to have an umbrella, you know. Or if we look at the fact that now I have to go out in the rain and get wet, you know, my hair is going to get messed up. And, you know, not realizing, I remember back when I was a child, they would go and take rain. As a matter of fact, I remember doing this. Sitting jars outside to capture the first rain of the spring. Yeah, that's what you did back in those days. Everybody did that. You captured the first rain of the spring. Now think about that for a second. Yeah, I just want you to think about that for a second. Just think about for a second some of those things that the rain, just to, and what are you expecting? As a matter of fact, just get a pen and paper if you can, and just write down two or three things. This is an exercise now. I really want you to do this. Get a pen, a pencil, whatever, a marker, it doesn't matter, your lipstick or whatever you got. If you're in your car, you know, pull over to the side of the road. Really, this is worth it. This is really worth this exercise. And I want you to write down two or three things that you're expecting today. Okay? Just write down two or three things that you're expecting. Okay? Two things that you would want to see in your today's day. You know, for me, I'll give you an example for me. Today, I'm expecting to sell one of my products, which is the highest end product that I have right now, which is the Release Your Power Professional Development System, and it sells for $259. That's what I'm expecting to sell one of those today. Now, I want you to think about something that you're expecting. That's just one example, but you can write down one or two things that you expect today. Whatever line of work you're in, whatever line of business you're in, expect something bigger than what you just would have thought of on your, you know, just in the ordinary. You know, when I woke up, you know, I didn't just, you know, that wasn't what was on my mind. But now that I understand the power of our expectations, because what we expect, you know, and I remember even Job said, the thing I feared the most came upon me. Okay? So think about that for a second. What are you expecting on today? I come to tell you that your expectations mean a lot. You may think that your expectations aren't all that. It's not that important. You might even think this is not that important. But I caution you, I warn you not to think like that, because he told us that we can have those things that be not as though they were. Okay? He said, so that right there says a lot, that we should speak those things that be not as though they were. So not only am I going to say, well, I think somebody should buy it, I'm going to say, somebody is going to buy that today. Someone is going to purchase that system today. See, that's the system that I have to sell, and that system is going to be sold today. I expect it. I am speaking it. And again, that's from chapter 4 in the book, chapter 4 in Release Your Power, and ultimately in the system too, talks about it. So when I go out to do the workshop, to do the seminar, to teach other people how they can speak in their life the things that they want to see, that they can have that level of expectation. Well, put it like this. You're going to get whatever you expect, regardless of what you think. For instance, if you don't expect anything great to happen to you today, well, guess what? You're right. Nothing great will happen to you today. Now, that will be your expectation. So if that's all you want to expect for your life, then, you know, there's nothing I can do about that. But I just decided to push the envelope, so to speak. Let's push the envelope to a different level. You know, let's push the envelope to the level where we are putting forth what we believe. If we believe that we can have what we say, and if we believe that we can speak things that be not as though they were, if we believe that faith is the substance of what we hope for and the evidence of what we don't see is the very evidence, you see, then we have to do it. We have to do it. And so what I'm saying is that as we expect, he says, if you believe that you receive it, then you have it. That's Mark 11:24, by the way. If you believe that you receive it, then you have it. So let's expect That's that believing that I've already got it. I'm expecting that. I'm expecting to sell that system today. Now, here's the kicker, though. Here's the kicker. I can't just sit back and just wait on my expectation, okay? Faith without works is absolutely dead. So I can't just sit back and just, you know, cross my legs and fold my arms and just sit here and, you know, twiddle an ink pen or pencil waiting for the expectation. No, I have to be up, doing, moving, being. You know, it's like energy. Energy moves and it does things. And so we got to put that energy out there so that our expectation knows that we're serious about what we're expecting. And so we want to be up and doing, talking, reading, meeting someone, maybe new for the first time. I went yesterday to a networking event in Montclair, New Jersey. Now, there was one lady that I knew for sure. That was the lady who held the event. And she holds the event regularly on Sundays between 6 and 9. So if you decide that you want to go, you're welcome to come. It's an awesome event. I went there, but out of the other people there, I didn't think I knew anyone else there. They, you know, a couple of people looked familiar, but I couldn't really put a name with a face or whatever. Well, what happened? I go there. I don't know anybody except for the owner. And so there were more people there, all right? Somebody there may decide, you know what? I want this system. Somebody's going to want it. And one of the ladies there was one of my former students. She was a former student at Essex County College in my business class. I knew she looked familiar, but I couldn't. I mean, let's see, since January 2003 that I've been, well, actually since 97, I should say. I taught my first GED class in 97. So from 97, and I taught my first college level course in 2003. But from 97 to now, I have taught, oh my God, I'm going to one day count up the number of classes and the number of students, right? Because every semester you get a new group. And there were semesters where, one semester I taught 6 classes. And I said, wow, I could have been a full-time professor had I known that I could handle 6 classes in one semester. And that was at 3 different colleges. So if I had known that, I could have just years ago applied for a job as a college professor. However, like I deal with in the book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who We Really Are. One of the problems with becoming who we really are is because we accept who we are based on what others think about us. So since other people didn't think that I was college material or could be a college professor, well, I adapted and adopted their opinions. And so it was nothing that I ever pursued. But here I get to this stage in my life where I have this experience with being a college professor. So when I tell people about 8 strategies for becoming who you really are, I'm not just putting in this book some research on the topic. I'm speaking from experience that if you don't find out who you really are and discover your gifts and talents, now, I would have been led to believe that I was not a, you know, let alone college professor, that I wasn't even college student material. If we would listen to the opinions of others, people think that, oh, you know, only real smart people go to college and, you know, this and that. And that is so not the truth. Yes, smart people go, but dumb people go too. How do I know? Because I went. And I was considered a dummy in school. You know, never had good grades, never, you know, did anything in school, was never on any committee or any activity or anything. Dropped out, flunked out, skipped school, got in trouble the whole time. The only reason I made it to the 11th grade, unlike some kids today who may even drop out in the 9th, because back in those days they wouldn't let you drop out in the 9th. and they passed you. You didn't have any major requirements to get passed to the next level. There was no HESPA test. There was no GEPA. There was no ESPA. There were none of those tests back in those days. There was some kind of testing that was starting to come about when I was. There was a testing that I remember something with the little bubbles later, and when I got to around the maybe 10th grade or so. And that's when things started, you know, going even more down for me in terms of academics. So I'm just saying all of that to say that our expectations are important. And the expectations that you have of other people, the expectation that other people have of you, and yes, you do not have to accept their expectations, but if you happen to meet people who have great expectations for you, try to get around those people. You know, it ain't always easy now. Don't get it twisted. There's not going to be a lot of people that's going to have great expectations for you, but there will be people. And when you find them, make sure that you come, okay? Make sure that you come around those people and that you come around them often, okay? Come around those people as often as possible. It's important. All right, so that's about, we're coming right up to the last few minutes of the show, believe it or not. Time really does fly when you're having fun. And when I'm talking about expectations, when I'm talking about becoming who you really are, I do get a lot of fun, a lot of joy, and a lot of happiness out of what we're doing here, you know. It is really, 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 really good. It's really great, okay? And I tell you, we're just, you know, we're thankful of how we are able to have what we expect. So what are you expecting? I asked you to write down two or three things that you're expecting to happen today. I hope you wrote them down. I hope you got that list of the things you're expecting today, and just keep expecting it. And you know, remind yourself of what you expect, and then don't forget the most critical piece is that you got to get up and get moving. Get moving, get doing, get on the phone, make those phone calls. If you're an entrepreneur like myself and you expect some type of business, you expect some type of something to happen in your business, you got to get up and you got to, you know, put the time in, put the work in, that, you know, make things happen for your life. You know, you got to give your expectations something to work with. So if you're not doing anything, it will be confused. It'll be like, well, does she really want this, or does he really want this, or do they really want this? So you got to get up and get moving, make those phone calls, go see somebody different, go see somebody new. You'd be surprised. You'd be utterly surprised at where this expectation is going to come from, okay? So there you have it. That's our show for today. Don't forget, please connect with us at PSUI Training Institute. Go to our Facebook page. Go to my Facebook page. We'll see you back here on the other side of tomorrow in the morning, 7 a.m. Tuesday. Every day is 9 a.m. Tuesday is 7 a.m. And we hope you have an awesome, 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 wonderful day. But you got to expect it. All right. That's all for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.